Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's happening in your neck of the woods? What have you been getting up to?
I did a little St. Paddy's Day celebration yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So I'm appropriately crusty dusty.
I was like, nice, like it was some wholesome affair, knowing full well what you get up to, Sam. What have you been watching this week?
So this is one of those rare reviews where I watched a bit of the show and instantly knew it wasn't for me.
Right.
Was it Wife Swap that you watched that time during lockdown?
No, Wife Swap is definitely for me. Wife Swap, I cry. Wife Swap gives me the feels. No, I love Wife Swap. I've also been watching lots of Married at First Sight Australia clips on TikTok.
Nice.
She used to watch the show, but we'll watch clips of it on TikTok.
I understand.
I definitely endorse people watching that if they feel like it, if they feel like a binge. But I've been watching Pieces of Her, which is a Netflix show starring the illustrious, the glamorous, one of my favourite actresses of this generation, Toni Collette.
I also love Toni Collette. She is just fantastic.
The fact that she didn't get an award for Hereditary, like she didn't get like a mainstream film award for Hereditary, is beyond me, because that is one of the best performances ever on screen. And I know it's because people don't trust horror as a genre and think it's worthy of awards, but
she was great.
That's my rant. So Toni Collette stars as basically she's this overbearing mother named Laura, and her adult daughter basically has moved home because she failed to succeed as an artist in New York. It centers around her daughter, and they're at lunch celebrating the daughter's 31st birthday, and a man comes in and starts a shooting, which is really sad and tragic. And Toni Collette's character tries to save her daughter, and it turns out that Laura, Toni Collette's character, has like secret assassin skills, basically.
Whoa.
And takes down the shooter, and what carries on is this mystery around what is Toni Collette's character's backstory and why does she have these skills, and the daughter's basically trying to like unpick the mystery of her mother's life. But it's one of those shows, it's based on a novel, one of those, you know, Woman in the Window, Girl on the Train, that kind of book. We all know the genre. It's very much Netflix's,
yes.
Netflix's bread and butter these days, and they've even done it so much that they spoofed it in The Girl Who Watches Out the Window and Drinks Wine and Can't Walk in the Rain, starring Kristen Bell. I don't know what the movie's called, but it was a spoof of this whole genre.
I know the one you mean. It's got like such a long sentence-y name, and it's had mixed reviews as well, I have to say.
Well, apparently if you've read the book, it makes entire sense and it's brilliant and it's such a good spoof. But if you haven't read the book, it doesn't make sense to you. And
okay.
As I watched it, it didn't make sense to me at all. Was it a movie or a TV show?
That's good to hear.
It was whatever it was. I didn't like it, basically. So this is very much in that genre. And the issue with this genre is mysteries are no longer mysteries because you know how it's all going to go. Like, this woman has a dark secret and the daughter's going to find it out, and there's flashbacks to some snowy regions. You know that she, like, got trained by some dodgy people in the snow when she was younger. And it's just like, watching the first 30 minutes, you know that already. Like, you can just figure that out. Like, it's not a mystery.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So it's sort of like proposing itself as a mystery to unpick, but they've also kind of given you like some of the biggest bits of it visually already. I feel like that undermines it somewhat.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Toni Collette is honestly, like, she carries the whole show. I've only watched two episodes because I could not do any more. Very unlike me.
It is unlike you. You're normally a person to get to like episode 8 and be like, actually, maybe I don't like this.
Yeah, no, I was trying to watch it. And I was like, this is just, like, it's just been done, and this is part of the big discussion around Netflix we keep having on the show, is that Netflix isn't churning out anything interesting or new or fresh, and it's just relying on what it knows will get some clicks. And this is definitely a show that people will have watched over the weekend and had, you know, been hung over in bed and watched, or, you know, tuned in and watched it in little spurts over their work week or whatever. But it's just not, it's not worth watching. I don't know, I feel
this
bad
is,
saying that.
No, this is kind of comes in, I mean, everyone I know who's watched it has been like, yeah, it was fine, you know, or like, I watched it and it was what I needed in that moment, exactly as you say, in my bed, you know, not really doing a lot. But it's not sounding like it's lit anybody's world on fire. It's not going to change the game of television. It's not going to be on anybody's best of the year lists. But, you know, maybe if you just want a nice mystery to sort of get stuck into for an hour and then sort of forget about afterwards, is this maybe something you'd pitch for that, or just don't really bother with it?
I think people who are going to watch this, they're a very specific audience. You know, if you've read the book, you probably want to see what it's all about. Apparently the book's amazing, and the author, I can't remember the author's first name, but her last name is Karen Slaughter. Apparently she makes thrilling crime novels, and she's one of the best in the business. This is the first ever TV show made of one of her novels, which is also sexist because John Grisham and all that kind of stuff have had multiple books.
I know. Is her real name Karen Slaughter, or has she changed her name to be like slightly more cool for the crime genre?
Oh my god.
I'm going to say cool for the crime genre, but I could be proven wrong. Maybe she married a guy named Slaughter just because she wanted his last name.
So, like, someone's texted in Sam to say, yeah, it sucks. Agreeing with Sam on this one. We just, whenever we see Toni Collette in something, we have high hopes, and it's always a mixed bag.
I mean, the thing is, this show is well made. The actors are all doing a serviceable job. The story is there.
Yeah.
But no, there's nothing.
Nothing
to,
sings.
If you want to see a good mystery starring a great actress doing cool stuff, Sharp Objects, I would recommend way more than that. Sharp Objects. And that's because the book itself, like, had a great twist and it's got a great, you know, narrative structure. But I think this book probably itself also had a great narrative structure. But because Netflix panders down to their audience and doesn't want them to have to fight to understand the TV show. So they will throw in flashbacks, even though I assume the book doesn't include flashbacks and the mystery reveal itself so much slower.
Yes.
But after the first episode, you know what's going to happen. You know that, like, this girl is going to get in a car and drive somewhere and learn stuff about her mum. The mum's going to, like, fight some people in, like, random scenes. And Toni Collette's going to, like, do that weird thing she does where she's, like, crying but she's got no sound coming out. And you're like, oh, I love you, Toni Collette. And that's it. That's the show.
That is the most elevated pitch for not watching a show I've ever heard. But it is. So you're saying don't watch Pieces of Her, go and watch Sharp Objects, and you'll have a much better time.
Sharp Objects on Neon, brilliant. Amy Adams, finest work. It also gives me very Mayor of Easttown vibes as well, which is also a much better show.
Okay, so go watch Mayor of Easttown, go watch Sharp Objects, don't worry about.
Go watch Mass Australia, go watch Meredith, go watch Wife Swap.
If you need some Toni Collette in your life, though, I know that Netflix has got...
Hereditary.
Yeah, you could watch Hereditary. I know they've got Muriel's Wedding on there at the moment because I watched that last weekend. That's like some OG Toni Collette, and honestly, it rules. So if you need Toni Collette, go do that. And if you need murder mystery good stuff, then just don't watch this show. Well, thank you for that one, Sam.
No, I hate bringing shows I don't like, but also
it's got to be done.
I watched and I have to talk about it.
It's got to be done. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you again next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Yes.